calling you.
The question is, can you hear me? Can I hear you? I'm not sure. Top of the evening to you, Mr. and Mrs. America. To all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and all the rest of you, welcome to another hour of The Flip Side, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad to have you here with us. Chat room is open. Got a few good friends in the room, James, Mama Jama, Omega, and I suspect some others will be joining us soon. Another interesting day in the markets. Helicopter Ben opened his mouth today, made a decision to keep interest rates stable for the time being. Of course, Wall Street loved it, whatever that means. Of course Wall Street loved it. The public just got conned into believing that because Bernanke let his golden voice warble, that everything is just la-dee-da. Nothing to worry about. The housing market's going to hell. Subprime mortgage lenders are collapsing left and right. Foreclosures all over the country are on the increase, but baby, everything is just la-dee-da. And that's what people believe, and so they turn around and pump more money into the stock market. That's what makes Wall Street happy. Not whether stocks are up or down or sideways or making money or providing stronger P&Es or dividends or anything else. It's how many shekels get pumped into the system on any given day. Well, they got pumped today. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 100 and nearly 160 points today to end the day at 12,447.5 points. Whoopee! The NASDAQ up nearly 48 points to end the day at 2455, and the S&P ended the session at 1435. Bernanke. This guy looks like something out of Star Wars. Interesting news headlines. Morgan Stanley's profits have soared. Gee, I wonder why. $1 million nest egg, not what it used to be. Walmart says the lawsuit saga is getting personal and ugly. Good. What else is going on in the headlines? I'm not sure. There's stuff jumping all over the place. Stocks surge after Fed holds rates fast. I love it. Absolutely love it. Colombia wants the Chiquita Banana employees extradited. So what? That's what our government's been doing to us for years, sticking a banana in our... Never mind. Stay with us, won't you? We come back, we'll give you some metals market updates. Kind of a mixed day, up across the board, but mixed nonetheless. We'll talk a little bit about why. And we're going to talk about counterfeiting. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break. Chat room's open, www.federalobserver.com.
Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Flip side, Jeff Bennett behind the mic tonight. By the way, the chat room is open. Do please come join us for those of you who are listening on the net. www.federalobserver.com. Now, there's a way to do it. I think you can go to your computer. You know, if you want to open up a second screen, hit Control T, which should open up a second window for you. Go to www.federalobserver.com, federalobserver.com. Click on the chat link. Come join us. Interesting comment in the chat room. You all know the story of Ernst Sundell, who was, in effect, kidnapped, pirated away into Canada in the middle of the night. Then came and grabbed him and hauled him off to Germany and put him through a multi. Of course, when he was in Canada, they treated him like dog doo. And, you know, cold, wet, concrete benches to sleep on, no medical assistance, etc. Hauled his butt off to Germany, basically prosecuted him for being a Holocaust denier. We like to call it Holocaust around here, because that's what they've done. They've turned it into a religion of sorts. Well, they find the guy guilty. Now, they're going after his attorneys for having defended him. Is there no justice anywhere in the world? Just us, yes. That's their mentality. I don't know where Stan is, but Ollie has joined us in the chat room. Ollie joins us from Finland. He says in Finland, gasoline is priced at €1.25 per liter. Well, per liter. It's not sold by the gallon in Europe and in that continent over there. It's sold by the liter. He says that translates to $6.33 American per gallon. And we're whining at three? Yeah, I am. It's a ripoff. Oil hit, what, $58.10 a barrel today? $58.10 a barrel. Well, that's interesting. Oh, I'm sorry. It reached $59.80 a barrel today in early trading. And yet gasoline prices are up in my area almost a dollar in the last 4 weeks. Amazing. Simply amazing, my friends. So what do the metals do today while all this garbage is going on? The aftermarket gold currently stands at $665 an ounce. Bill, we did well. We bought it $4 less per ounce today than that. Same with you, Michael. We did well today. Platinum was up $5 to end the day at $1,236. Silver, my favorite metal, at $13.38 an ounce. Oil up 1%. Whoop-dee-doo. Why is oil climbing? We all know why. To line the pockets of the filthy rich. Gringo says down in Mexico, gasoline's running 7 pesos. We've got a very international audience that participates in our chat room. Gringo, my American friend, formerly of Phoenix, Arizona, now residing deep into Mexico, says that fuel is running 7 pesos a liter down there. That's $2.65 a gallon. That's about what it's on par here in Arizona, Gringo, if you were to come home, or your former home. Our friend Gil hails from Germany. He's in the chat room. Ollie from Finland. We've got a very nice... You know, it's interesting. I've had this chat room open on and off for 4 or 5 years. I don't think we've ever had as many international residents, citizens of the world, as it were, in our room. Warhawk wants to know who I'm calling a mofo. Does anyone believe in the concept of peak oil, James is asking. By the way, today is the 21st day of March 2007. Today is the day that Iran outlawed U.S. dollars. No trading in Iran can be conducted in U.S. dollars. Don't you find that interesting? I guess not. It doesn't affect you. It's, you know, thousands of miles overseas in some nondescript Middle Eastern country. You could care less. It doesn't affect you, of course. But it does. In a recent report, the ultimate subprime borrower, Uncle Sam, an observation was made by one Gary North. Good evening, Babsy, Rita. North said the easy money policy of Greenspan's Federal Reserve, beginning in the fall of 2000, lured in the suckers, the creditors and borrowers. The Federal Reserve sent a false signal to the credit markets. Now, we don't want listeners to get the impression that the Federal Reserve under Alan Greenspan was unique in that regard. The primary function of all central banks is to send false signals to borrowers and creditors all the time. Their secondary function is to bail out large commercial banks that suffer bank runs and even face bankruptcy. That's bank plus rupture, if you haven't figured that out. There's that banana again. Bank runs are the consequence of commercial banks' implementation of the central bank's policy of deceiving borrowers and creditors. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not taught in money and banking textbooks, with one exception. In 1983, in Maury Rothbard's book, The Mystery of Banking, as far as I know, no college nor university professor ever assigned that book. Far too controversial, don't you know? It explains in detail why central banking rests on the dual assumption that, one, theft through monetary inflation is morally neutral, and secondly, is often, or probably all the time, the best monetary policy. Theft! through monetary inflation is the best monetary policy. Keynesianism, monetarism, supply-side economics, that's Reaganomics. They all rest on this same assumption. They debate only on which rate of theft is wise at any single time. I think there's another way to call it a dual assumption. It's called, there's a sucker born every minute. Z. Miller wants to know if the dollar is going to collapse, or is that all RBN talk hype? Well, Miller, whoever you are certainly entitled to your opinion. You certainly can take pot shots at the network and those of us who study these things and have done so for many, many, many years. What I am sharing with this audience is something you obviously may not get. You may not understand. You've got yours, whatever that may happen to be, and you'd want to make sure nobody else has theirs. So you are pointing an accusatory finger at those of us on RBN and other alternative talk programs that may discuss economics. You see, the problem with a gentleman like Mr. Miller is when he poses a question like that and accuses us of hyping people with so-called scare tactics or whatever he's accusing of doing, is that he is the kind of individual that gets his economic news from ABC, CBS, and NBC, or maybe even Wall Street. Now, I'm not telling you to get lost. I hope you'll stick around. Maybe you'll learn a few things. You don't have to agree with everything we discuss, on everything we comment about here on the network. These are things to think about. You happen to come into a room with a lot of people who know a tremendous amount about what I'm talking about. In a free market society, my friends, the rate of interest is set by means of what they refer to as a competitive capital market, in which each individual decides to lend, borrow, or stay out of the credit markets. No, it's fair enough, Mr. Miller. Asking the question, and it's okay. Oh, I'm not getting defensive per se, but I do tend to get this every once in a while, so I suppose I do get a little defensive. It's okay. Stay with us. We'll get through this together. Fair enough. Where were we? Free market society. Rate of interest set by means of a competitive capital market in which each individual makes the decision to lend, borrow, or stay out of the credit markets. That person's decision depends on their subjective assessment of how valuable future income is to him. From where I'm standing, there's not a lot of future income. There's a television program on one of the cable networks called Made in America. How many of you go into these pizza joints? Like out here in Arizona, we got Peter Piper Pizza. There's, you know, Chuck E. Cheese. There's lots of places like this around the country that all have the little arcade-type games. Skateball, you know, the one where you bounce the little plastic or wooden ball up inside.
Hello, amigo.
It's one of the circles so your kids can win a whole bunch of tickets. Those things are made in America. Nothing of major consequence, nothing that Mom and Pop America are going to buy and take home and use. They're strictly sold to pizza joints that, never mind, sell questionable pizza. You ever had a pizza with a banana on it? I got the producer going nuts with this banana business tonight. I'm Chiquita Banana. I don't hear the music. Where is it? Oh, it's in the background. It's break time. Bring it up. We got some pizza music coming here. Banana music. I don't know. The music will start at some point in time. I'll be able to hear it. I hope you're going to play it on the air, either opening the break or closing.
Hello, amigo.
It's on. I'm hearing myself. How come I'm not hearing it through the normal channels? Yeah. All right. Hey, the music is on, folks. Stick around. I'll be back in a couple minutes on the flip side of this commercial break.
So you can put them in a pie. Any way you want to eat them. It's impossible to eat them. Bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in every...
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
No. I got to talk. That music's got to get cut. Get that commie out of here. Ain't listening to John Lennon and his Imagine, no borders, no religion, no money, no things, no wife, everybody's wife. I'm not listening to John Lennon. You got a mic. You got a mic open. I could hear things in the background. Anyway, welcome back. Flip side, Jeff. This is kind of a strange show tonight. We got strange things going on in the chat room. The discussion of bananas continues to go on. Chiquita Banana, she's a ripe banana. Carmen Miranda, Chiquita Banana. Somebody got down to the bottom and says, do not put bananas in the refrigerator. That's Babsy. Amazing. One stupid comment, and look what it's turned into tonight. Oh, it's amazing, my friends. Throughout the course of the break, I made a decision that I was going to suspend everything I was talking about because I lost control of this show the first moment I said banana. And, yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. I'm going to probably get chewed out for doing this show tonight. Anyway, let's move in a different direction. Several days ago, I got a pretty intense email from my friend and a frequent guest, Bill O'Brien. Gil in Germany says in 10 years there won't be any bananas as we know them. This is getting worse. You guys got to stop this. Can I change the size on this thing? Zoom in, zoom out. Yeah, that's much better. Here we go. He sent me a 50-page document that, my friends, is quite interesting. I'll close my drawers. Don't want any bananas in them. The document is entitled The Institutions of a North American Union. This is a 50-page document. Call it a document. Call it a rather lengthy rendering of what the author believed would be the future of America and this region. I'm going to read pieces of it to you. I've also got to find a way. There's something changed in my program where I open this up. It's not opening it as I want it to, and I badly want to make this available to each and every one of you. So I want you to write a couple of things down. I'm going to give you an email address. And I may not be able to do it tonight, but I will in the next 24 hours be able to figure out how to get this to you. It's imperative you get it. This is how you're going to understand what they have in store for us as they open their drawers and expose their bananas. And that's what they're going to do. Somebody in the chat room says, wish we had no Ben Bananas, Ben Bernanke's, never mind. Institutions of a North American Union. Let me share bits and pieces with you. On the day the North American Monetary Union is created, according to the author, perhaps on January the 1st of 2010. Folks, that's less than 3 years away. You understand that? Less than 3 years away. Canada, the United States, and Mexico will replace their national currencies with the Amero. On that day, the American dollar notes and coins will be exchanged at the rate of, now he believes it'll be one U.S. dollar for one Amero. Canadian and Mexican currencies will be exchanged at rates that leave unchanged their nation's competitiveness and wealth. In all three countries, he says, the prices of goods and services, wages, assets, and liabilities will be simultaneously converted into Ameros at the rates at which currency notes are exchanged. Well, that gets pretty interesting. It makes one begin to wonder when he starts talking about, oh, one-to-one exchange, nothing for you to be worried about. Who is this guy shilling for? He goes on to say, at the same time, the national central banks of the three countries will be replaced by the North American Central Bank. And the operations of that bank will be governed by a constitution like that of the European Central Bank. We're going to share a little bit more of this stuff when we come back from the flip side of this commercial break. I need a banana break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. 0727.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gotta say goodbye for the summer. Baby, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter.
Oh, Lord.
See you with
when we are back.
Yes, it's gonna
I don't know what that song has to do with bananas, but fortunately we're on the long haul now. Case for the Amaro. Yeah. Well, you got to be careful that stuff doesn't go out of the air. Bananas. That's right. Bananas. That's what it is. Gil in Germany says, the normal seedless bananas are planted by slicing the tree and planting these slices. Mike C. says, this is a great show. This is an off-the-wall show. I don't know how this got started, but we're just going in an amazing million directions. Warhawk says there's a nasty virus going on. Yeah, it's going around. It's computer virus, I'm sure he's talking about. It's a banana virus. Reading this publication, The Case for the Amaro, it is obviously something that is being written by the insiders. It's certainly being written from the slant of how the insiders are looking at this. I don't buy into one paragraph that I've read so far. Now, I'm not going to attempt to read the whole thing on the air tonight, because number one, 50 pages, it's insane. 50 pages would probably translate into 4 hours of programming. They are dealing with, it's written by a gentleman named Herbert G. Grubel, G-R-U-B-E-L, for the Fraser Institute in 1999. The Case for the Amaro, the economics and politics of a North American monetary union. This is a group of people that's shilling for the bankers. A major forward in here by Gordon Gibson. There's a piece in here called, there's an executive summary, Optimum Currency Areas. They're trying to tell us that everything is going to be just fine and dandy. Everything is going to be la-di-da. I received an email an hour ago. The Canadians are probably more aware of and more angry about this North American Union than those of us in here in the States. Coming out of Canada Free Press, Prime Minister Stephen Harper could stop the North American Union. Sources close to the Prime Minister. Come on. Stop doing this. I got to open this up so I can read it all. Sources due to Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper tell Canada Free Press that he is firmly against Canada being part of the NAU. Canadian sovereignty, they say, is everything in the opinion of the Canadian Prime Minister. And I think it should be, as I believe Mexico should maintain their sovereignty on their side of the border. And that America, United States of America, should be able to maintain their sovereignty, and it ain't going to happen with the Amero and the North American Union and the dropping of the borders. Maybe we should pull out John Lennon's Imagine and play it tonight. I know we've got a remix of it by somebody else, but I like the original socialist version of it because at least it's understandable. This column goes on to say that as the proverbial I's and T's are being dotted and crossed in a binding document that forces Canada, the U.S., and Mexico into one massive borderless entity, pockets of patriots are popping up in the U.S. to fight such a union. Ladies and gentlemen, let me share something with you. That is amongst the biggest problems we face in this nation today. Pockets of patriots. Pockets. Not masses, not volumes, not large numbers, but little tiny, itsy-bitsy little pockets. And all these little pockets combined together can't do it. It's got to be done en masse. When officials convene, the article continues, well outside the disinfectant of sunlight, they gather under groups with names apt to confuse the people they govern. And so last month, it wasn't the North American Union meeting in Canada. It was the Security and Prosperity Partnership, a name more likely to have people nodding off rather than smelling a rat or a rotten banana. American investigative journalist and media critic Cliff Kincaid was right on to the meeting. Kincaid, who learned at the knee of American accuracy in media, the late Reed Irvine can always be counted on to go to the root of the problem. The North American Union springs from a process set in motion by Bush about 2 years ago, involving what many conservatives see as a surrender of U.S. sovereignty to a trilateral entity that could assume the form of a North American Union, much like the European Union that now dictates to the citizens of 27 European states. Those words from Cliff Kincaid.
Carnes,
the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership was launched in 2005 to ensure continued economic prosperity in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. Yes, but prosperity for whom? The oil companies, the trucking firms, but not the people who work for the oil companies, not the people who work for the trucking firms. Doesn't matter if it's an American trucking firm or if it's a Mexican trucking firm. It ain't designed to help the worker. It's designed to benefit the firm. I always did like a firm banana. Nice green ones. Yeah, right off the tree. I like them a little green. They don't gas them so much that way. It's funny, I was watching a show the other night, documentary, probably filmed back in the 40s, about the harvesting of bananas. Hey, don't laugh. High energy, tremendous input of potassium. It's good stuff. One of my favorite fruits. I guess it's a fruit. It's amazing. One guy is talking about he can be arrested for a hate crime. Never did like smiley faces, so I see what you're doing. Security and Prosperity Partnership. Don't you love that name? Including security would seem to have been a bit of a stretch, given that since the February 16th meeting, Canadian courts ruled that suspected terrorists could no longer be held for questioning. We hear the same things coming in this country. Cliff Kincaid says of the low-profile meeting which took place recently, it sounds innocent enough. Those in attendance are supposed to include, from the Government of Canada, Peter McKay, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Minister of the Atlantic Canada Opportunities Agency, Stockwell Day, Minister of Public Safety, Maxine Bernier, Minister of Industry. Of course, then there was their Mexican and U.S. counterpart, Secretary of Foreign Affairs Patricia Espinosa. By the way, which country did she represent, Mexico or United States? Secretary of the Interior Francisco Javier Ramirez Acuno. Secretary of Economy Eduardo Soho Garza Aldape. The Secretary of State Kando Sleazebag Rice. And let's not forget the Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Jerkoff. And of course there's the Secretary of Commerce Carlos M. Gutierrez. All well-known names, big names. Once again, I can't tell who's representing the Mexican government or the American government because we seem to have so many people with Hispanic-sounding names occupying large and big and highly placed positions in American government. Much in the same way that in the early years of the Bush administration, we had the Chertoffs. And Moishe can fill me in on some of the rest. The Pearls, the OIV crowd. You know who I'm talking about. And, of course, then you go back to the days of Joseph McCarthy in the 1950s when you had so many Reds, Pinkos, as Nixon would refer to them as, occupying positions of government. Each level of change that takes place in the operation of the United States of America goes from communist sympathizers, so-called fellow travelers back in the 1950s and 60s, and as far back as the 40s and probably 30s, to the non-Southern Baptist type crowd. I mean, you don't think that Scooter Libby's name was Libby, do you? I mean, this ain't a matter of Libby, Libby, Libby on the table, table, table. It's probably Libinstein, you know, something of that nature. By the way, did you hear the latest on Michael Chertoff? Kind of an interesting story. First of all, he shaved his mustache and beard. That makes him look a little bit less like the son of Satan. But the thing that became interesting about Chertoff is due to the termination of the various judges in this country last week by the offices of the Attorney General of the United States of America. Gonzalez, of course, claimed no prior knowledge to it. But Gonzalez is now being targeted for replacement. He is our attorney general. He is the Bush administration's counterpart to Clinton's administration of Janet Reno. Gringo says Chertoff looks like Lenin. Yeah, but he shaved the beard and mustache off, so now he just looks like a billiard ball. If, in fact, there is a major push within the Republican Party to get rid of Gonzalez, guess who the number one recommended replacement is? Michael Chertoff. Can you believe that? That's Chertoff. Ladies and gentlemen, we keep going from the frying pan to the fire. Our elected officials don't give a damn. Elected officials are ostensibly supposed to be overseeing what goes on at the Federal Reserve. That's a joke. You know it and I know it. The other night we talked about the three branches of government in this country, executive, legislative, or judicial, each of which is supposed to be overseeing the other, checks and balances, so to speak. I think they're all passing checks back and forth. There's no guarantee that any of them can balance the checkbook, so to speak. Pretty sad. So I talked to you earlier about this television program, Made in America. It's always unusual things that you have limited resources, limited outlets for it. I've often said, how many styrofoam cups, cardboard boxes, and porta potties can we manufacture to keep America busy? It's not like we can export porta potties to China. I'm sorry, folks. They do it in the rice paddies to fertilize it. And then they send the rice over here to, for us to buy, and we call it Uncle Ben's or Uncle Benstein's or Uncle Bernanke's or whatever. Yeah, we're buying the rice that somebody else has urinated in and defecated in. Oh, you don't think that goes on? I'm sorry. Certainly did not mean to offend you. Logan says, frying pan to the fire. Hell, we're in the fire because these boys just keep adding more gasoline. Yeah, $3 plus a gallon. Burn, baby, burn. Yeah, I'm on one of those old show rolls tonight. I guess I'm angry. And when I get angry, it starts warping my sense of humor. I hope you can understand that. Jeff, J-E-F-F, at federalobserver.com. Send me an email with your, in the subject matter, just mark N-A-U. You don't have to put a note in there. Most of you who I respond to notice that I very rarely ever give you a note of response. I just cut and paste and put the information. I want you to be able to read through this 50-page document. I want you to understand why they think the way they think. I want you to understand exactly what they have in mind when they're proposing the North American Union and trying to cram it down our throat. It's important reading. Jeff, J-E-F-F, at federalobserver.com. It's amazing. Simply amazing. Oh, I say that and a lot more, Mule Train. Thank you very much. Babsy says she never did like Gonzalez. These are all FOBs, friends of Bush. I agree, Mule Train. That one I can't get away with saying. Got a good load of folks in the chat room tonight. Maybe that's because I'm cutting up a little bit. But I will be glad to send that out to you. I think it's worthwhile reading. Yeah, you probably get sick and tired of hearing about the North American Union. Well, then get up off your dead assets and do something about it. But you can't do a thing about it unless you've got the ammunition in your hand. You've got to know how the enemy thinks. Don't be afraid to discuss what the enemy's promoting. Don't be afraid to research what the enemy is promoting. Learn what the enemy is promoting. Be prepared to teach, to educate, to print out, to make available to others, whether they want it or not, to get together a group of three people or five people that turns into 10, that turns into 20, that turns into 200 and then 2,000. You do what has to be done to reach out to people, to get them educated. People can't raise enough holy H-E double hockey sticks until they've got information. Now, I'm going to send this out to you. So after the program, send us your request. Last night, and I'll get about 20 seconds into this, last night I had Robbie make a very unique offering on the airwaves. And we're going to go to break here in just a couple minutes. And when we come back, I'm going to reiterate once again what this is. It's a very, very interesting mixed package for those of you who are interested in adding to your gold and silver holdings. I think it's a great package. We were able to work with our supplier, put this together yesterday. Limited numbers of these packages are available. They include both the gold and the silver. Stick around. I'll see you on the flip side in about 3 minutes, and we're going to wind this sucker down.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Hey guys, we're back for the final couple minutes. Flip side. Terminus is on here talking about the enemy's foreign and domestic situation. Out of time to do it tonight, but I'll be back on Friday. We may open up the phone lines on Friday. Tonight's too late in the hour, but I hope you'll join us. Let's talk a little bit about the enemy's foreign and domestic, and let's talk about some other interesting issues. Plan on that for Friday night. I'll be back here tomorrow night. Robbie's back in the room. Interesting day. I've had a very busy day with gold and silver sales and metals acquisitions and inquiries and things of that nature. I hope you will, for those of you who want to expand some of your gold and silver holdings, put together an exceptionally good package yesterday. 80 brilliant uncirculated peace dollars dated between 1922 and 1925. These are great, big, beautiful, lawful, legal, constitutional silver dollars. You get it? 4 rolls of them, 80 coins, and 10 each pre-1907 $5 U.S. Liberty gold coins. quarter-ounce gold pieces, lawful legal tender, pre-33, exempt from confiscation, exempt from reporting, because they have this alleged numismatic recognition factor. Extra fine condition. You give us a call tonight at 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898. Put your reservation in for this marvelous series of coins. You wind up with 10 gold pieces, 80 pieces of silver, $3,581 delivered. And if you place that order, I'll ensure you also get a complimentary one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter. Now, for those of you out here who have already getting that subscription, can't give anything to replace it. We can use it. Use your subscription as a gift subscription to a friend, a relative, maybe somebody who needs waking up. But that's as far as it goes. 1-800-691-7898 as soon as we're off the air. This is a great package, interesting package. Prices keep going up. The question at the bottom of the hour, the top of the hour in the chat room, what is the price of bananas per pound? Probably not as much as the cost of a gallon of gasoline. Something wrong with that. Look how much fuel it takes to get that bananas to us. Something to think about, isn't it? Simply amazing. Well, this has been an unusual hour. I've got a lot of anger in me tonight, and the anger sometimes translates to a little satirical side of the program. Some of you may be offended by it, although based upon the number of participants in the chat room tonight, I would say that it seemed to draw more people in, which may be quite a statement. Well, Warhawk, I don't choose that music. How much again? I don't know. You guys stick around. I'll be here manning the phones for a while. Going to have some dinner, spend the night with my family, take care of some business. I will see you all on Friday. On behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. By the way, don't take any wooden bananas.